producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're going to start the show today talking about financial issues, and then we're going to flip over into politics real quickly. Same buddy of ours is going to be helping us out in both segments, and that is Glenn Downs. Glenn, you have a master's degree in economics, and you and I have been talking about the world financial situation for quite some time now. 9 times out of 10 when we talk to you on the show, we count on you to give political insights because you are very definitely a Washington, D.C. insider. But right now, I got to tell you, I really want to talk about the state of the world economy. Felix Zuloff was on the show last week, and he stressed the fact that the world is really in trouble economically right now. What are your comments on that? I think it's worse, personally, than a possible correction. I think it's worse than a mini-recession. I think we very easily could be looking at a meltdown. What do you think?
Well, Big Al, thank you, first of all, for having me back, and I think you're exactly right. We're in big, big trouble. I think we have been for a long time, but it's now these demographic and arithmetic trends are converging into a day of reckoning. Mm-hmm. And you're starting to see this fragility all around the world, whether it's the banking system in Europe, whether it is the collapse of things like the Baltic Dry Index, the price of commodities, oil and other commodities. You know, something is really afoot right now in real time. And it's interesting to me that we've reached the point where there really isn't a market economy out there. Everything's rigged by central bankers and central governments all around the world. As Ron Paul likes to say, money is one half of every transaction, and the real price of money, there's no price discovery anymore. Right. So the world of politics and the world of economics have become just merged. It's one thing. So I think you're exactly right. It's very fragile out there.
You know, it's interesting. The guy that really got my attention on this is interestingly enough, was Felix Zuloff last week when he talked about something that I have really kind of had my head in the sand about for quite some time, and that is the Chinese banking system, the banking system of mainland China. He's not particularly optimistic about that, about its future, I guess I should say.
I've had the chance, Al, to meet – I've been to China for 7 times now, and all of those were in some sort of official capacity, not at taxpayer expense, but through foundations or through other business-related groups. And in those cases, I've had a chance to meet with the People's Bank of China and other related government officers and officials. And at the end of the day, in some ways, they have – my sense was with them, you know, they were like people that – and I know some of your listeners are much more familiar with China than I am, right? But they did, on one hand, they did play the Chinese long game, but on the other hand, they weren't really any better than any other government officials at the end of the day. They started having – when they started having the implosion forget about the Asian financial crisis going back to the late 90s, in 2008 – and they reacted with as loose a monetary policy as any central bank in the world. I mean, it's astonishing. You know, you hear the notion that in just a very short period of time, China used, as a result, there was this malinvestment over there, all kinds of excess capacity and trains and roads and dams and everything else, and how China had used more cement, for example, in something like a 5-year period than the entire United States had used in the 20th century. Well, that's a malinvestment, obviously, as the Austrians would like to call it. But all of that wasn't just free money out there. Just like in our banking system, money was loaned into existence. So now if these excess capacity isn't producing enough stuff to make the make sure the loans are performing, then the Chinese banking system is in big, big trouble. And that's such an opaque thing over there. And everybody thinks, you know, I think our government lies and massages statistics. Well, for goodness gracious, imagine what the Chinese government does.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess the first thing that comes to mind, and we get a lot of input from on this particular issue, I guess I should say, on our blog, but, you know, a lot of people who are convinced that we are going to have a meltdown internationally, I mean, I certainly am, but the million-dollar question then becomes, I mean, you know, do you go back to the gloom and doomers? Do you go back to the conspiracy theory folks who say, you know, load up your garage with canned tuna fish, you know, get all of your cash out of the bank, put all of your money into something like gold? I mean, I find that to be kind of a, I mean, I suppose that's decent advice, but I'm not really sure that I could take it to that advantage. What do you think a person should do?
Well, as a matter of fact, I had a conversation this weekend with a buddy of mine in D.C. who is not a famous person, but he's a very, very smart fellow, Ph.D. economist, who is really more of a Keynesian than me. So he's been a big believer in fiscal stimulus and the efficacy of what the central government, central bank have been doing since the financial crisis ensued. And to his credit, he bet big on recovery, and he made a lot of money, mm-hmm. bounced back. Well, this guy has had in this conversation, it was he sounded gloomier and doomier than you and I do, or at least as gloomy and doomy as I. And he said, hey, agreed with me that it may be time for a bull market in cash. Don't worry about return on investment. And because if the prices of other things are going down to match that will end up going down, like to match what's going to happen in commodities, gold, silver, which is a favorite of your site, but also, you know, you cover the whole, you really specialize for a long time in the resource sector. That's been hit. Well, if that kind of spreads to it could spread to bonds, it could spread to stocks, it could spread to, you know, certainly real estate and all of that. And if everything's going down, that means the value of cash is going up. And at some point, it's not a long-term investment, but the one piece of advice I do give friends is that that clearly the time I was in Washington, wrapping up my tenure there, I saw in person, sometimes it was regulatory, other times it was statutes passed. I was there in Congress when statutes were quietly passed, which has set up all the mechanisms for bail-ins in this country. Uh-huh. And so if the time comes and we do have the next banking crisis, for example, right now, people who have derivative exposure, who say if J.P. Morgan owes somebody has a liability to somebody on the derivative book, that comes before other creditors. It comes before depositors in the bank. Uh-huh. So I would really recommend to everybody that they keep their exposure to any one institution for sure below the FDIC insurance limits. And that might mean for a lot of your listeners spreading their money around over more institutions, because I don't think the FDIC at this stage of the game, there's very, very high probability that all the FDIC won't pay up, because at that point it's the dark ages will have begun. But some of the unsecured creditors, and that includes depositors over the FDIC insurance limit, would be at the mercy of the bail-in regimes. And those that looks at people end up having to take, if you're over that, you don't get your money back. You get stock in the institution. And then the institution, after that's happened, you've gotten stock at some depreciated institution, then the institution will have to go out and recapitalize itself and further dilute the stock that you just got in place of the money that was you're not going to get. So that's serious business, and that's the kind of thing that will probably come like a thief in the night. And there's no way to really know. I mean, you might see in the aggregate sense that things are kind of coming unglued.
Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be right back with Glenn Downs.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, back with Glenn Downs. Glenn has his, not his political hat on quite yet. He will in a minute, but has his economics hat on right now, his finance hat, which is a big one for him with a master's degree in economics. Glenn, finish your train of thought, if you would, about could the dark ages be right around the corner? Are the odds better than average of that happening?
You know, in geological time, the odds are pretty high, I think, because we're going to have some sort of a reset of the system. The math just doesn't work right now. So somebody, or maybe a lot of somebodies, are not going to get what they think they were going to get. As your pal Bob Moriarty likes to say, all debts are eventually paid. The only question is it paid by the creditors or is it paid by the debtors?
Mm-hmm.
And as we saw, we had glimpses of that in 2008 and 2009. And so, for example, during the GM bankruptcy, the bankruptcy law and who was in first pecking order in terms of supposed to get paid first in as creditors outstanding, a lot of people just got stiffed. You know, union contracts are enforced. Other creditors got pennies on the dollar. And it kind of comes down to we're moving past the rule of law here, where it's just the whims of judges or the whims of unelected or unaccountable deep state actors. So I think there's probably a lot to be said in terms of, well, what do you do? What does an individual do? I think there's a lot to be said for diversification. And, of course, and just to finish up that thought from before, to spread your money around in different institutions and making sure that you stay under the FDIC insurance limits. Mm-hmm. Because if the FDIC did not pay, then you would have literally insured deposits. That would not be the beginning of the end. That would be the end. So I wouldn't anticipate that happening anytime really soon. But above those limits, I do anticipate, as is happening in other countries right now, depositors and creditors taking haircuts.
Mm-hmm. As we've been saying for years and years and years, only God knows what's going to happen in the future. But having said that, what I would like to say is keep your powder dry and stay nimble. I want to flip over to politics a little bit, Glenn. You know, I sat and watched a BBC special last night that actually one of our listeners alerted me to. It was a special the BBC did on Donald Trump. Now, at the end of this particular special, they did say they interviewed Donald and his three children, one daughter and two sons, and they all agreed it was a very fair presentation of the Trump family. Now, having said that, Donald Trump came across in this particular interview, or in this particular, not an interview, but I guess I would have to say personification, video personification, as being, in my opinion, number one, a very tough businessman, but there's nothing wrong with that, because I would have to say he also is a very fair businessman. He also strikes me as being an individual who is very, very fortunate. Now, it's looking more and more like Mr. Trump may end up being the Republican nominee for president. How do you feel about that?
Listen, I tell people that I'm not at all sold on Trump, because obviously his positions have changed quite a bit over time, and not over decades and decades. So he's not as a committed conservative or committed constitutionalist or libertarian or anything like that. But I'm very glad that he's in the race. If he was not in the race, there would be, you know, no one would be talking about the border. No one would be talking about crony capitalism on Wall Street. No one would be talking about the establishment. It would be just, you know, Coke versus Pepsi. And he's kind of blown that whole dynamic out of the water.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's very, I'm very glad that he's in the race. And the fact is that I think it's probably going to get down to it at some point here, Trump, probably Cruz, and then one other sort of establishment Republican figure, somebody that is, like, whether it's John Kasich or Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio, whoever it is, that the powers that be in Washington and the powers that be in the media industrial complex all want to get behind to be sort of reasonable. But I for one think that I guess it's a pro Trump statement. I think it's, not only am I glad he's in the race, I think that if he were to be elected, he would be somebody that would be more likely to kind of blow up some of the existing paradigms in Washington. And I think that's what needs to be done.
Now, we're talking about Donald Trump here, isn't that correct?
Correct, yeah. And I, but, right. Yeah, I mean, in other words, not just tweaking some things. He just sort of go in and blow them up, and I think that's what needs to happen.
Well, you know, you really put a different light on that. I would have a tendency to agree with you, but then you and I are both, I mean, you certainly are politically very, very savvy, and I would have to put myself in the category of being probably more politically savvy than, you know, 85 to 90% of the folks out there. I personally also think that would be a good thing to happen. It would certainly be dramatic. There's no question about that. Now, I have tried very, very hard to be objective as I possibly can about Hillary Clinton. I really have tried, and I just find it difficult to cozy up to her, for lack of better terms. But most of my colleagues are saying it doesn't matter if you're close to her or not, because she is going to get the nomination. And both you and Jeff Dice feel that she's going to be the next president. Put some odds on that, would you?
Well, this is a strange year, obviously. And if it turns out that she doesn't hold in some of the places that she was supposed to hold, her firewalls like Nevada, or you know, even if someplace like if Bernie Sanders were to, say, overperform in South Carolina, there might come a point where their mechanisms in the Democratic Party, we've talked about it before, somebody like, or she gets indicted, which is not off the table, then that would be, open the door to Joe Biden or somebody like that to get in.
I think it's too bad for Biden personally.
But let me tell you about her. And I've had, going back to when I first went to Washington in the early 1990s, I went together at the same time Bill Clinton did. Mm-hmm. And I did, when I was working in the Senate, I was doing investigations into the Clinton activities way back in Arkansas. And mm-hmm. I got documents from the Rose Law Firm, DEA, all kinds of other actors down there. Mm-hmm. This woman is bad news. The Clintons are bad news, but this woman in particular was bad news. And she was after money and power in a really tangible way back then. And this has included things that can only be described as graft and corruption. It's kind of like her cattle futures trading, for example, where she allegedly went in, made 10 quick trades, and turned $1,000 into $100,000. That, you know, obviously she was assigned winners from her brokerage firm. And she's done that kind of stuff all the way up to now the Clinton Global Initiative, where there are serious allegations of pay to play out of the State Department. Foreign governments give the Clintons money, then the State Department does things, official actions on behalf of the United States of America that benefit those foreign governments or other entities. This has been her pattern for decades. So whether I don't know about the odds of her winning or not, or the people waking up to what she is or not. But if she gets in there, this is going to be like, at a minimum, like Eva Peron.
Oh, boy. You know, unfortunately, we've got to take a break. Glenn, thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Chatting right now with Jeff Dice. You know, on a personal, I met Jeff when he was the chief of staff for Congressman Ron Paul. He is now the president of the Mises Institute down in Auburn, Alabama. Jeff's a good friend. So let's talk a little bit about the concept of negative interest rates. We put up a missive that one of your guys from the Institute wrote, I believe it was last Monday, very, very interesting missive, got a lot of comments on it. Let's talk about negative interest rates. Number one, conceptually, explain that to us, would you?
Well, it's interesting, and if you scale back a little bit, go to the big picture, it's all part of this 20th century and now 21st century mania that we have to stimulate demand. We have to stimulate consumers to spend money. If there's one mantra we could take away from monetary policy and economic policy of the 20th and now 21st century, it's that. That is at the heart of sort of the mainstream neo-Keynesian economics that owns the profession. So this idea that we have to drive demand. But see, here's the problem, Al, is that human beings naturally have unlimited demand. The point is not, do we want Cadillac Escalades? Do we want oil at $30 a barrel? Do we want fancy foods? Do we want education? Do we want health services? We have an unlimited amount of demand for all of these things. It's just human nature. The question is, how much can we afford? Mm-hmm. Right. So when you start talking about negative interest rates, if you say to yourself, why would I ever give someone $1,000 today in exchange for, let's say, $900 in return at some later date in the future? OK, there's no scenario under which that makes rational sense, except when you have governments – and central banks meddling with money to the extent that you would say, you know what? I'm so concerned that that $1,000 might turn into $800 either that I will actually accept your offer of giving me $900 back as almost an insurance policy against a greater loss. So if you look at like the idea of offering negative, actually nominally, not just real, but nominally negative interest rates on bonds, which has been floated on certain European sovereign bonds. You know, that's the only possible explanation for an investor to take that deal is that he or she thinks that it'll stave off potentially greater losses. At least they're guaranteed in our scenario of getting the $900 back. So it's a bizarre concept. There's no such thing as a natural negative interest rates. In an unhampered economy, people would never forego present consumption and give you their money in exchange for getting less back in the future. So it's an artifice. The concept of negative interest rates is an artificial one. And frankly, it's a bizarre one. I mean, if you think of human history, it's been a process of building for the future, of making a little more than you spend, whether in a business or a family or as an individual, and accumulating that. And then having some fallback capital, which you can then go deploy in an investment in a business, in a stock, in a bond, et cetera, so that other people can grow things. It's sort of like watering a garden. And negative interest rates turns out that human history on its head in this bizarre mania that I mentioned to stimulate demand. Gee whiz, if people are convinced that they're going to lose money in their bank account, or in their CD or whatever it might be, then they'll have to go out and spend it. And it's really a strange thing. It's really an anomaly in human history.
Very definitely an anomaly. There's no question about that. It's, however, you know, if the economies get to the point, and I'm not saying that they will, but if they get to the point where that type of safety becomes a demand, you know, when people are so concerned that if they put their money in a financial institution, they're not going to get it back, and so they're willing to pay that financial institution in order to assure their return. To me, that obviously opens up the next question, and that is, have things gotten to the point where the insurance that you're buying by paying a negative interest rate really isn't going to be enough? Because I would maintain, after talking with Glenn, after talking with Felix Zoloff last weekend, after chatting with some other people, that things are messed up to the point right now where I don't think anybody fully realizes what the downside is.
Well, I mean, first of all, the natural reaction for most people to negative interest rates would be to keep cash at home.
Right.
And if people think that they're going to go to the bank and draw out their cash, they're sadly mistaken. There's not enough cash in the system to cover even a tiny fraction of garden variety checking and savings accounts. So it's not like the 30s when people could actually stuff cash in a mattress or bury it in a can in the backyard and that sort of thing. The physical cash isn't there. Uh-huh. So if you were going to pay a bank to hold your money, that might make sense if the bank was truly like a warehouse. You had duffel bags full of $100 bills, and they put them in their safety deposit boxes, which was safer than your house in terms of fire or theft, and also carried some insurance against the loss. You know, that might make sense in that scenario to pay them to keep your money. But in an era where your money is basically represented by electronic blips, mm-hmm. it sure makes a lot less sense to pay your bank for the privilege. So, you know, it's scary. It's frightening to people, and people don't necessarily know what to do. But you know, people respond to incentives, and to some extent, the Keynesians will get what they want if they press on with this. Mm-hmm. People will go spend money. People spent money in Weimar Germany too. What used to buy a house later bought a loaf of bread. Mm-hmm. I don't consider that a good thing. I don't consider that a recipe for a healthy society. But it just shows you how upside down we become, that this is accepted or even entertained as sort of a mainstream idea on the pages of mainstream publications like the Wall Street Journal or Financial Times. I mean, that shows you what a bizarro world we're living in. And I think that your listeners would behoove themselves to take steps now and say, what can I do? What can I do to diversify myself out of cash? What can I do to have some physical cash at home in case there's a run on cash and ATMs don't work? You know, what can I do to hedge dollar risk against other currencies, against gold and silver? I mean, these are things you ought to be thinking about today, not after a crisis.
Well, you know, we chatted about that with Glenn Downs, and Glenn's advice basically was simply, number one, diversify the location of your cash. Only put it in an institution, you know, that has FDIC, because he said, I personally believe that the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is not going to honor, it will honor, you know, the $100,000 or less or whatever it is, because he said, if they can't, then we're truly going to be entering the dark ages. And the money that you might stick in your mattress or whatever ridiculous or whatever like that, you know, wouldn't be worth anything anyway. So I have to say, I hope it doesn't come to that point. But, you know, I mean, I know a little bit about economics. You know a little bit about economics. It strikes me, with the fundamentals being what they are today, and we're down to a minute here, but with the fundamentals being what they are today, it is a pretty scary time for the Corlin family.
Sure, and if you go talk to mainstream advisors, they'll say, no, everything's great. Stocks might be ready for a correction, but this is not 2008 all over again. Well, in a sense, they're right. It's worse than 2008.
That's right.
Because the Fed has quadrupled its balance sheet since then. It has engaged in QE multiple rounds. It has taken the federal funds rate down to basically zero and now tried to raise it slightly, and that's getting catcalls. Both businesses, households, and individuals all have more debt on their balance sheets than they had in 2008. So every indicator says that this could be bigger and worse and more painful than what we went through just, 7 years ago.
Well, you know, the only thing I can do is I would just have to say that I hope and pray that that doesn't happen. But logic tells me, my education tells me that unless all the professors who I learned from those so many years ago are totally wrong, it ain't going to be good. Jeff, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for taking some time.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. Over the years, I have met some of the most fascinating people. I have been absolutely one of the most fortunate guys in the world with the people who I've met with, and most of whom have become friends, whether it's in financial circles, whether it's in political circles, whether it's in literary circles, just some really great people. Makes life very, very interesting. I mean, just look at the guests, the regular contributors who we have on our show. One of the most fascinating guys who has become a pretty close friend of mine over the years is Rick Ackerman. I'm going to chat a little bit with Rick right now, and he's going to tell you about his background and how he got started in the business, and more importantly, how he became one of the best technicians in the world.
I started, just out of college, I was a newspaper reporter, then an editor for the Atlantic City Press, and I got kind of bitten by the bug. I guess you could call it a gambling bug, but I was interested in stock options because of the enormous leverage that you had trading these vehicles. So just an hour's drive away was the Philadelphia Stock Exchange, and I used to visit there now and then, and I was struck by the high energy level on the floor, and it just looked like a really exciting place to work. I at that time wanted to move to San Francisco. I had a sister living out there, and the idea was that it was just time to go, and I could find a job maybe on the stock exchange, and so I moved out to San Francisco, lived in my sister's living room for just a little bit too long. At one point, I considered taking a public relations job, and it could have gone either way, but the pay looked much better on the options floor, and things worked out. I rented a seat on the exchange for just a couple hundred bucks a month. That was back in 1978. Eventually, the leases got up to around, there were $12,000 to $20,000 a month. But back then, in 1978, you get started on a shoestring. And I went out there with about $35,000 in borrowed money. And within about 6 months, I was down to $2,000. And that was to pay for food and everything else and my monthly rent, and also essentially capitalize my trading account. So I was down to just about nothing, and really back to the wall. I put on a calendar spread in Levi, and it was at the $40 strike, or actually I can't remember the strike, but I remember I bought 40 spreads, and each day as it got close to expiration, with the stock sitting close to the the strike, the spread would widen by an eighth of a point, and there would be $500 new come into my account. So by the end of the week, I'd made myself $2,000 or $3,000 on this spread, and I went out and bought a television set and a nice bomber jacket, and I never looked back.
And you never looked back. Where'd you go from there? I know you've done a fair amount of writing for Wall Street Journal, San Francisco Examiner, Barron's, if I'm not mistaken. How'd you get into that?
Well, a couple things sort of brought me back to my roots in journalism. I read a book called The Great Reckoning by Jim Davidson and Lord Rees-Mogg, and Jim and I had a back and forth. We communicated by email for a while, and he complimented me on my writing style. I thought, well, geez, I guess I could start writing again. It was something I enjoyed, and so I over the years, I did a few things connected to the journalism world. I had a weekly column that I freelanced to the Sunday Examiner, but Barron's, the connection was more interesting there. While I was a market maker on the Pacific Exchange floor in the late 80s, actually I was down there for 12 years, but in the late 80s, I can't remember the exact date, but there was a pill tampering case involving Contac and Diatec. Some miscreant had put poison in these Contac and Diatec pills, and they turned up on the shelves of a pharmacy in Houston and another one in Orlando. And when the company announced that they had this problem, the drugs were manufactured by SmithKline, and I happened to be trading in the SmithKline pit at that time. That was my primary, and when the stock took a flying dive, I just put two and two together. I thought that the poisoning of these pills was definitely done by someone who was trying to drive the stock price down. So I did a little bit of investigative work and discovered that someone a couple weeks earlier had bought some way out of the money puts in SmithKline.
Yeah,
and it wasn't a firm that had simply sold them at a higher price and was covering them for a profit. It was essentially a new shooter coming out. It was someone making a very long shot bet that SmithKline was going to drop, 15 or $20 in the space of a couple weeks. So I called the FBI and I said, you know, if you're looking for the perp here, you should find out who did this trade. Someone had bought 360 out of the money put options for a teeny, in other words, $6 a piece was the price. And the way this trade worked, if SmithKline dropped from the upper 80s to below 70, every point below 70 would make the buyer of these 360 puts $36,000. So initially, I didn't hear from the FBI, and I thought, geez, I can't believe these guys are not interested. But I called them back, and I gave them a couple more details that I had managed to turn up, namely that the buyer of these put options had been just a retail customer working through a discount broker. So they sent out Special Agent Henry Hoshina to interview me. And I remember I had a blind date that night with a woman, a dentist, and we were talking about the case because it was in the news. And I said, oh, yeah, for sure, they're going to catch the guy. And six months went by, and I didn't hear anything. And I couldn't believe that the lead that I'd given the FBI hadn't panned out. But one morning I was late waking up to go to the exchange, and I get a call from my colleagues on the exchange floor, breathless conversation. Rick, you know, they caught the guy that put the poison in the pills, and there's a $300,000 reward. And my first thought was, well, that's my money. But 17 other people came out of the woodwork to try to stake a claim on that reward, which had been offered by the Proprietary Association. It's a non-prescription drug trade group. Mm-hmm. And it took SmithKline a year to settle it, but I wound up with $200,000, and they split the remaining $100,000 among the 17. But to come back to the journalism tie, the whole story was written up in Barron's by a woman named Maggie Mahar, mm-hmm. who later became a good friend of mine. At the time, she was teaching English at Yale University, and she wanted to try something more exciting, so that she had come to Barron's, and Alan Abelson threw her that story as her first assignment. So she came out and did the story, and TV later did an FBI Untold story episode about this poison pill thing. But the connection to Barron's just, it sort of opened the door for me, and I developed a friendship with Alan Abelson and wound up writing occasional think pieces, and I used to sub occasionally for Margaret Pacey, who did The Striking Price, which was their options column. And so here I was back in business in journalism, and that led to the column that I did freelance to the Sunday Examiner. And when I left the Exchange, I had about 7 bad years in a row there. And, you know, when a floor trader says he has a bad year, it doesn't mean that his income was flat over a couple of years. You know, he might have lost 10 to 100% of his net worth in the previous year. So I had 7 lousy years, and I decided it was time for me to get out of the business. And my solution to the poison pill episode got me a job with a famous private eye in San Francisco named Hal Lipset. In a way, I was sort of like a the white collar equivalent of an actor who has waiter jobs and odd jobs, and I did pretty much everything for a few years, including headhunting, investigative work, and freelance writing, a bunch of things.
And you folks wonder why I'm so enthusiastic about the business that I'm in. I mean, Rick, I don't want to say Rick is very typical. Rick is a very unique individual, but I got to tell you, Rick epitomizes the absolutely fascinating geniuses that happen to, for lack of better terms, populate the universe that I work in every single day. I want to say one thing. Rick has a website called Rick's Picks. Rick, on that website, offers technical analysis solutions to his subscribers. He is truly one of the best out there. Rick, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.